How are you doing, guys? Thought today, what a very good example of a team win. And we're especially happy new division win against a tough team. And it was especially nice to do it here in front of our fans. That's an excellent way for us to pay it forward to them. I thought offensively they really set it off in the first half. The connection with Matt and Julio today was as strong as ever. In the second half, having a 99-yard drive, the defense came back in the third quarter and certainly made some good stops. And I thought overall, this is special teams. They played fast. They played tough. And that's our identity. You know, the finish, the toughness, the resiliency that we show, it's a very strong group, the brotherhood they have for one another. But, again, very good division team that we went against today. We knew it was going to take an all-day fight over in that other locker room. They got a lot of good players, and we knew it was going to be an all-day fight. So great division win today. With that, I'll open it up to your questions.
Coach, what was working between Matt and
really, the connection. They knew they had their opportunities and would likely get some based on just different looks, but they put the work in, and that's not just, you know, this week in practice. It goes out through the offseason before they get to OTAs in training camp, and then if it's, hey, let's stay, come in early, stay late, that's the connection those two have. They totally rely and count on one another, and that chemistry was certainly on display today. Certainly not. We know this group and how hard they do play. So oftentimes, you know, you don't get your shots down the field. The biggest thing is when those opportunities come, can you capitalize on them? And I think that was the real story today, where we had some opportunities to take those shots. We took them. They've got a good front. They know how to push the pocket and get up in the face. But when we had our opportunities today, I thought it was a nice job of those guys capitalizing on those.
Coach, did you feel like coming in how aggressive they played defensively was helping up those big plays?
We didn't necessarily go in thinking they played so aggressively or not. Just each week's different. We got a lot of respect for how they play on defense, I can tell you that. The way they're inside, the linebackers, the defensive tackles, kind of all the way up through the middle, those guys can bring it. And I don't know, you know, how Davis is. We certainly got a lot of respect for him. I know he got out of the game there you know, sometime in the second half. But inside, I think, is kind of where the strength of their team is, the tackles, the linebackers, the speed they play with. So, no, we didn't come in thinking there was going to be more shots than normal. But when the game happens and it unfolds and the opportunities are there, that's what we were able to attack today. So that was a great job by the staff and by the players.
A lot of third down conversions today for the offense. How big was that to get the ball rolling, especially in the longer drives?
It certainly was. And we didn't like all the long third downs that we had. But the ability to convert, and I know we won the time of possession today. The run game wasn't like we like it normally, but, you know, the play action and the pass game to go with that, if you're going to sell out in the run, there's got to be some opportunities in the play action game. That was the case today. But third down was a big factor for us, both sides.
I'm sure you don't want to make any grand proclamations about your team 4 games into the season, but what can you say about a win like this? What it means?
Well, we do know it's just the first quarter as we're, you know, coming to a close of a long season. What I do like is the connection this team has. Our team identity, one built on toughness, resiliency, of doing right longer. Those things, you can feel that connection amongst the players. So we still are a work in progress on some spots for sure. But that connection that the players have amongst each other to keep attacking and going back to it, they know we got a lot of work to do, but that connection they have is really strong. Yeah, we knew this was a tough outfit coming in. It's the different types of runs they can do when they add Cam into the package, where it's not just a, you know, a zone read play, where they got a real, you know, handful of things. We knew it was going to be a tough matchup on Olsen, and it was. And as the game shifted and it became more of a passing game, then that style changed as well. Yeah, there's quite a few, and on special teams we had some as well. We were the pre-snap or the post-snap ones. Those were the ones we, you know, emphasized the most, because those are the ones we can control. The ones that are within a down, it was a holding call. We'll have to go back and look at those. But for us to play really disciplined ball, we can't have that many penalties.
Coach, know that off of what Jeff just talked about, though. I know it's early, but how does it feel to be the one chased in the NFC South right now? How does that feel for you?
Yeah, we don't spend too much time, you know, looking too far down the line. once you just kind of stay focused on the week and what's at hand, it makes, you know, kind of going right back to the process of how we get ready. And it's all the guys helping that process. So every Wednesday when we come in, it's right back to it. We try to reset. Vaughn, the hardest thing is for some people is to reset after wins, you know, where you can, oh, it's good. And we go right back to it, man. These are the things. Let's get better at this week. Let's dial in on it and let's go. What it was a good team win against a really good division opponent. And we'll leave it there, and we know we got work to do to move forward.
You were able to hold Carolina to just 49 yards on the ground. What do you attribute that success to today?
Well, I thought the tackling was better, and then I think as the game shifted, it became more of a passing game, you know, towards the second half. So in the fourth quarter, some of those, you know, yards that could be some run ones are there. But I thought the guys knew their fits, they made their hits, and, you know, tackling in the run game certainly was on point. I don't have any updates on any injuries now. I'll go back and check with the guys. Hopefully it's nothing serious on too many of the guys, but I don't have any updates for you.
The switch from Wings to Hardy at the return game, what led to that for you?
Just as the game unfolded, just a coaching decision by Keith.
He's let too many punts go.
We had one that bounced, and the one for the kickoff one where it led to the long, long drive, you know. He was in a halfway point. Do I wait and step back and go? And he felt the guys were on him, so he just made the decision to take it. But, not much to read into other than just wanted to give Justin another shot at it, too.
How'd you feel about the pass rush today?
You know, we'll go back and look at it tomorrow. I did feel like the guys affected the quarterback. I don't know, how many times he was off the spot. That'll be something we'll look at. But at the end of the game, that finish, that close, that's what we're looking to do. So we still have got work to do there, but I thought I definitely saw the arrow going up in that way today.
How about a guy like Robert who
Yeah, we're pleased to see him come back and battle. He's got terrific ball skills. So for the interceptions, the first one, it would have been okay with us if he had took a knee and gone down. But, we came back and fortunately were able to get another stop there. So we knew it was going to be a tough battle, Led. The matchups that he had, we put different guys to guard different players. And he had a tough assignment at times. You know, the one long PI that he had, it was a foul for sure. But we'll go back and look at that tomorrow and see how we can adjust moving forward. We'll be right back.